Wave Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Johnny Mota coming to you live from Infocom 2016, day 3. At the Infocom show, Las Vegas Trade Show Center, Las Vegas something something.
Las Vegas
Convention Center, that's where we are. It took me 3 days to figure that out, and I'm still not even really convinced that's where I am. I do know we are at the Kramer booth, C6825, and I am here with
Victoria Barella. Thanks for remembering that.
I know. Finally. You've got a name tag. That's how I remember.
Do. Yeah. we are here with our wonderful guest today.
Hi, this is Mike, and I'm with Colorbeam North America.
Thank you for coming. I am president and co-founder. Awesome. Thank you for coming by.
We appreciate you being here. We had some technical difficulties earlier, and we were fighting off the audio gremlins and all the, you know, things that happen at trade shows.
Did you have a hard time finding an AV guy to fix your problem?
I wish I knew one. But you know what? Enough about my horrible humor. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Colorbeam and what you guys are doing at the booth?
Hey, thanks, Johnny. We're pretty excited about what's going on. We're launching a revolutionary low-voltage lighting solution from A to Z. And what's pretty exciting for the AV integrators, it's going to allow them to capture this entire lighting revenue that wasn't accessible to AV integrators in the past because lighting wasn't low voltage. So we've come out with a complete low voltage lighting solution that runs over a single Cat 5 cable that powers and controls and sends data to the fixtures. It's revolutionary. There's nothing like it. It's not PoE. We're really running power and data over a single Cat 5. We've got fixtures, we've got trims, drivers, processors. So as AV integrators, we've really kicked down the door and allow them to get into the lighting industry, which is pretty cool.
Now, when you say low voltage, it's a whole system that just outputs, what, 12 volts or?
No, it's 48 volt.
48 volt.
Driver, and it runs over a Cat 5. So it's a UL-listed low voltage class 2 driver and fixtures.
Yep.
So it doesn't, your kids can install it, my kids can install it. Because it's class 2, it opens the door for low voltage and AV guys to now go and sell lighting because there's no more electrical wires, no electricians are required, no licenses, no certifications. It's a truly low voltage lighting solution from A to Z.
And what's the booth number we can find that at?
That's at C7716 next to Crestron and Sony.
I feel like you've said that once before. I've been saying my booth all week and I'm sitting on it and I still get it wrong.
Did I get it? I think I got it right.
No, you did. I definitely did not. I'm just stating a fact that I can't remember anything. That's why I have a name tag.
After repeating the same things for 3 days, I got everything down pat.
Yeah, not me. I'm like, I don't even think my name is Johnny. I hope so.
How are things going with you guys?
We're good. It's day 3. She's a champion, by the way. She is 1 year into the AV community world, graduated from Columbia with a bachelor's in live and installed sound. She's handling this whole show like a champion. I'm like, I'm just here. I don't even, why am I here? And she's doing the whole thing. You know.
But we do need some advice advice from you, people coming into the industry, either the young people coming in or just new people in general. Can you give us some tips and tricks?
Well, as far as anyone that's coming into the AV now, I think they need to look forward to new technologies and be visionaries because things are changing rapidly in our industry and you can't sit back and do the same things you were doing in the past. So whether it's low voltage, whether it's bringing on lighting, whether it's diversifying your portfolio of products, services, those are all the things that you got to be on top of and not just rely. You can't be selling boxes, if we want to put it that way. You've got to attach a lot of service and value around what you're doing so that you can drive margin and make profit, which is tough to do these days with margins eroding on everything that we do as integrators. So you really got to be vision, being able to attach service around what you're doing. And if that's the one thing I would recommend that they get good at.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, thanks a lot for having me.
Oh, no, wait.
No, don't leave.
We're just kidding.
What if there's people listening to the show and they're not here, and how do we learn more about Colorbeam?
Well, you can definitely go to our website, which is colorbeamnorthamerica.com.
Okay.
We've got a pretty intricate, diversified website with all the products, spec sheets. All our products are tested through a third-party lighting or fixture, independent testing laboratory out of Canada.
Okay.
So the specs are really accurate as far as photometric studies, what the lights do, beam angle, lumens, and so on. So it's, the response has been just fantastic. This is our first Infocom. We just launched Color Beam North America 6 months ago. And the response that we were hoping to get from integrators has just been fantastic, because now they have the ability to just capture this huge revenue stream that wasn't available to them before. So we're happy to be bringing that to them.
And that's colorbeamnorthamerica.com, correct?
It is.
Sounds great. Have you any questions, Victoria?
No, I got all the advice that I need right now.
For now.
We'll go to the website and email you.
Great, guys.
Thank you so much, everyone. This has been the Trade Show Minute.